those poems invoke a sense of all being in it together and what we can do to help each other. This feeling was particularly apparent when Angie Kennedy met a talented and supportive group of friends who had a heartwarming story to share.
It's a beautiful thing. Strong, bright colours, a clever geometric design, intricately and carefully put together with precise stitches and soft quilting. But Shirley's quilt is much more than that. This is an expression of love, friendship and support. This quilt has been crafted with kindness. Shirley Rees from North Walsham in Norfolk belongs to a group of talented needleworkers who meet once a fortnight in the village of Upton near Acle. The Tea Ladies come together through a shared love of sewing and creating patchwork quilts. They're a closed group of 12 women of different ages and backgrounds who live around the Norwich and East Norfolk areas. In June last year, Shirley went to Bath to see an exhibition of quilts by the renowned artist Caff Fassett. On the front of his book, Quilts in America, is a gorgeous quilt, she says. I love his work and I decided this was the year I would make that quilt. But a month later, Shirley was taken ill. She'd suffered a rare bleed at the top of her spine. She was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital where she underwent an operation. After the operation, I was left paralysed except for my right hand, says Shirley. I was in the Norwich Hospital for 7 weeks, then in rehabilitation at Sheffield after that. It was pretty scary, but I needed to think of positive things to aid my progress. I kept telling myself that I still had my brain and my right hand, so I was luckier than some. And one day I woke up feeling so flat. Everything in the hospital was so bland and I was missing all the colours. When one of Shirley's friends from the group, Rebecca Gorman, visited her in hospital and asked if there was anything that they could do to help her, she had a special request. I'm so embarrassed to think of this now, laughs Shirley. It must have been the medication talking, because what I asked them to do was huge, such a complicated, difficult thing, and yet they did it. Shirley's request was for a quilt, the one on the cover of the book that she loved. The Tea Ladies got together and rose to the challenge with extraordinary skill and determination to make the perfect quilt for their dear friend. Sourcing the right fabrics and designs required was the first hurdle. Then came the precision cutting of the patchwork template and the shapes from the materials. Each member was given lengths to sew together in the particular pattern that would then be put together to form the intricate design. But there was the added pressure of ensuring that with such a strict geometric design, every shape had to be stitched so precisely and identically so that the pattern remained true. I was there in hospital completely unaware of how much work they were putting into this, how many hours they were spending and all the trouble I'd caused, said Shirley. In my mind, I think I'd expected it to be a simple little quilt that would go on the bottom of the bed. Each of the Tea Ladies gave their time and effort over the course of about 3 months to make sure the quilt was perfect. Barbara Taylor says, working as a team to complete Shirley's quilt was a new experience for all of us, but we were pleased with the finished article. We're so proud of Shirley with how she's taken the bull by the horns and has just got on with her recovery. She's worked so hard with trying to improve just a little at a time and not rushing things. She went through a terrible time, but has come out the other end and is improving daily. We can see her improvement every time we see her. She's a very talented lady with a fantastic eye for colour and design. I'm proud to have her as a friend. And that is the attitude of all the Tea Ladies. They value their regular crafting sessions together, where they create delightful pieces of sewing and fabric work in all manner of styles and methods. They share tips, skills and knowledge. But they also share much more. The group has been together for more than a decade, during which time they've supported each other through life's ups and downs and have become great pals. I'm on my way to recovery, says Shirley, and I cannot express enough how the love and support of friends and family have spurred me on. The quilt is absolutely wonderful. It's so hard to find the words to say how much it means to me and how truly touched I am by all that the group has done for me.